This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حق تقاتي ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله أيضا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah to all the brothers and sisters, let us begin with the morning dua, and also you make a dua for the family of Rizwan Abdul Razak and wife Intan Mansura Aidul Badri, who was involved in an accident on Wednesday, and they have three children, one in ICU, two badly injured. The name of the children, Mia Dalisa binti Ridwan, Aira Patricia binti Ridwan, Ronia Alisha binti Ridwan. We make our prayer for all of them, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بك أسبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي. اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى طاعتك خاصة لرزوان عبد الرزاق and Intan Mansura Aidul Badri wa awladihima. Allahumma yashfihim, Allah yassir lahum wa la tu'assir lahum. Ya hayyun ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghis. Ya hayyun ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghis. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم أدخلنا جنتك وأجرنا من النار. اللهم اختم لنا بالحسن القاتمة ولا تختم علينا بالسوء القاتمة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. All praise due to Allah رب العالمين for His blessing, His guidance. May Allah رب العالمين forgive all our dear Salatul Mayat Ghaib. Most of the children, maybe this is the first time for them to learn how to perform funeral prayer. The reason we want the children to participate in this prayer is just to remind them, many of our Muslim family, brothers, sisters, children, was killed in Myanmar and also in Syria, and we do not know whether they are Muslim who perform funeral prayer for them or not, because there are so many who die, especially in Myanmar. We are worried that nobody even dare to perform prayer because they will be executed again. So we do not know how many people who die and no one performed prayer for them. So we remind all the children to perform funeral prayer al-ghayb, meaning the body is not in front of us, but at least we as Muslims carry out our responsibility, remember them through the funeral prayer. It was a good thing for all the children. The second thing is that we have an exercise where the parents have to send a letter to the children. Parent is writing a letter to the children. And we have some parents who forgot to send letters. Those who don't receive letters, we have to handle them separately. Meaning those who don't have letters from the parent, we become their parent. To talk to them, to remind them. The Psalm Alhamdulillah are very strong. Some of them, they felt deeply, emotionally. But at the end of the day, Alhamdulillah, we inform them it's not their parent don't love you or don't care about you, because we do not know those who receive letter from the parent, what kind of letter they are receiving, what kind of complaint, and so on. But those who don't receive, I say sometimes, no news is good news. I mean, the parents still care for all of you. They have been praying for you. They hope the best will come from all of the children. This is important. We want the children to be able to relate whatever problem they encounter in life with the closest people in them, that is their family. We also want the parent to have an open mind, to have a lot of healthy communication, discussion with their children. We have a special session with the girls. Amazing, this is the first time I organize camp from the 80s until now. And this is the first time question from all the girls is talking about adult issues. They're very open. They want to know whether the mixing, pre-mixing, whether the boyfriend, girlfriend kind of matters is healthy or not. They want to know a lot of this thing. And this is reality that our children are exposed to today. We cannot just ignore it. We cannot just brush it away. We just have to listen with an open mind and try to guide them and make them understand the reality of life. May Allah Rabbul Alameen protect our children, and inshallah, with our ongoing communication with the parent and us, will help us also to follow up with the children. And we want them to link up with among the team, so they have a good friend, good environment, so they are not alone when they have problem. So may Allah Rabbul Alameen help those who help themselves. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, we know that towards the end of the year, many happening. Everybody is busy planning to move around. Some migration take place in our life. All these are good signs. This is all a healthy activities. We have to move on. We have to improve ourselves. We have to plan and be more committed from year 2016 to 2017. When we talk about the changing of years, we want to remind all the good brothers and sisters, there are two types of festival in our life. One is religious festival, one is traditional festival. Religious festival is very clear in the Quran and the Sunnah, only confirmed two for Muslims. There's Eid al-Fitri, just one day, Eid al-Adha, 4 days. Eid al-Adha lasts for 4 days, from the 10th of Zulhijjah, 11th, 12th, 13th. Eid al-Adha is a bigger festival for the Muslim. Eid al-Fitri, just one day, from the night of Eid al-Fitri, end of Ramadan, until the prayer of Eid al-Fitri. Other than that, have nothing to do with religion, it's just tradition. We have the Muslims celebrating Awal Muharram according to our calculation, new calendar. For the Chinese, they also have their own calculation. They have the Chinese New Year tradition. You have the Masehi, end of this month, 1st of January, is a new year according to the Masihi calendar. Tradition, nothing to do with religion. The religious festival, like I said, for the Muslim, only two, Eid al-Fitri, Eid al-Adha. For the other family members in our society, the Indian, they have Taipusam, and they have Diwali, Dipawali. That is religion. When we are talking to our Indian Muslim brothers who came for the camp, they said, in India in general, they only celebrate one, that is Diwali. Only the southern Indian, they plus Taipusam. Meaning Taipusam is not a religious. Because if it's religious, everybody will celebrate. But when it is some kind of traditional kind of thing by some group, then that's why it's not standardized. Eid to us, every Muslim will celebrate. For those who don't perform Hajj also, they celebrate because that is religious. And you have also the other Chinese community who celebrate Vesak days, and that is religion. That's why they have prayers and so on. We have also another member family in our community, the Nasara, they will celebrate. Today is their celebration. But it's important for people of religion to understand about the celebration, to have some knowledge whether this is part of the religious teaching or it become tradition or it was an innovation and later on it been commercialized. That means a lot of this celebration today, there's a lot of buying and selling. It's like once upon a time I was being told there is another day after Christmas, they call the Boxing Days. At the point of time, I was thinking that this is the time everybody learn how to box with each other, you know, selling boxing gloves and so on. But then I realized there's nothing to do with boxing. There's a lot of gift going around. They put it in a box, alhamdulillah. But it's good to know, to have some knowledge, so that we know which one that we can participate, and which one we have to excuse ourselves. Why we have to do that? Because we Muslim, Allah have make it very clear. We are guided by our revelation, our book, that we believe in, the Holy Quran. And the Quran said, "Lakum dinukum waliyadin." This ayah is sufficient to guide the Muslim. And make it very clear in the beginning about the believers and the non-believers. Where the end of this surah, "Lakum dinukum waliyadin," is a very beautiful ending. Meaning, you have your own belief. You have your own way of doing what you believe. That is your right. Lakum dinukum min, we give you your right. The same goes to us. We hope they understand our right. This is to show how tolerant Islam is to others. And that's why Malaysia is unique. The only country in the whole world, I think, have the most holidays. If you combine all the other neighbor countries, I think Malaysia is one of the country enriched with holidays. You just name it, we don't even remember. We only wait for the holiday announcement. I personally do not remember, you know, because I'm a jobless guy, you know. So I do not know when is a holiday. But alhamdulillah, we hope Allah Rabbul Alameen will give us the understanding and the wisdom to understand what kind of holiday that we can just participate. If it's just a traditional thing that do not contradict with our belief. One, it contradicts with our belief, we just have to use our wisdom to excuse ourselves. We cannot just say everything is okay. If everything is okay, then Allah don't have to reveal this surah. Allah don't have to say to us, lakum dinukum waliyadin. Today, inshallah, we're going to continue according to what is written on my book. Yeah? If I'm not wrong, on page 21. Is it 21? Good. Page 21, if you look at one of the hadith before the sub-topic of prophets mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah, is about the number of prophets and the number of messengers. Adadul anbiya mi'atu alif wa arba'un wa arba'atu wa shiruna alfan. The number of prophet is 124,000. Alhamdulillah, we don't have to remember all the names. If not, I don't know what is going to happen to all of us. From this number, 124,000, the messengers which Allah have chosen among the prophet are 315. 315. Also, alhamdulillah, we don't have to memorize all the names. Alhamdulillah. But to believe in the number now is important. First, we must believe a number. Because if the prophet named the numbers of prophet, number of messengers, we must believe in them. You cannot ignore any one of them. When you ignore, you are rejecting the saying of the Prophet ﷺ. Rejecting the saying of the Prophet means we have problem with our shahadatain. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Yeah. It's not a minor thing. It's our belief. Arkanu iman is to believe in all the prophets and the messengers. So we cannot deny the numbers, number one. How about the names? Now the name also is important. Why is important? So that we do not just deny anyone which Allah have mentioned in the Quran. Even you don't memorize the name of all the prophets, but you have no right to deny. What Allah have confirmed, you just have to accept it. And if you are not aware, you just excuse yourself. I'm not sure whether this is the prophet. Never mind, I will check. Because when you deny any of the prophet that Allah mentioned in the Quran, you are denying the words of Allah. This is serious. It have effect on our iman, because this is arkanu iman. Believe in the prophets, believe in the books is arkanu iman. Yeah. So don't think that this is just name, it's not important. Yeah. Because this is part of our article of faith. The prophets mentioned in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the names of 25 prophets. Even then, we all don't memorize. Yeah? It's not said you must memorize the 25, but at least you remember the numbers. How many prophets and messengers? 25 mentioned in the Quran. How many was mentioned by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How many? 124,000 prophets. How many messengers? 315. Just remember that numbers. Alhamdulillah. When the Prophet mentioned the numbers without full name, that the numbers is important. Yeah. Is that how many rakat for Fajr, Zohor, Asar, the number. That is very important. How many article of faith? Six. Number six is important. You cannot say seven, you cannot put five. It's six. The same goes to how many pillar of Islam? Where's the number? Five. These are numbers. But good numbers. Yeah. Chinese love numbers. Alhamdulillah. But we have to teach them these numbers too, so that they remember. After that, what you want to do with the numbers, only Allah knows. Prophet, yeah, that is mentioned 25 in various places of the Quran. 18 of them are mentioned in the following ayah. Tilka hujjatuna atainaha Ibrahim wa ala qawmi narfa'u darajati man nasha' inna rabbaka hakimun alim wa habna lahu ishaq wa yaqub kullan hadayna wa nuhan hadayna min qab wa man wa min zurriyatihi daud wa sulaiman wa ayyub wa yusuf wa musa wa harun wa kazalika nazil muhsinin وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس كل من الصالحين وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا وكلا فضلنا على العالمين in Surah Al-An'am. That Allah is telling us, that was our argument which we gave Ibrahim against his people. Ibrahim also was sent li qawmihi, to his people. We raised by degrees whomever we will. Among the prophets, different prophets have different degrees. Later on, you will be exposed to that, inshallah. Indeed, your Lord is wise and knowing, and we gave to him, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub, and guided all of them. When a person is been appointed by Allah as a prophet or a messenger, they are no more like you and me. Meaning, they are specially chosen by Allah and guided by Allah directly. No prophets will say anything based on their desire or feeling. Before that, they will give their opinions, but when they are appointed, they will just say what Allah want them to say. وَمَا يَنْتِقُوا عَنَ الْهَوَىٰ. They will never say anything based on how they feel, their desires, feeling. No, we have a lot of feeling. Yeah? They also have feeling. But when they want to convey a message, they never put their feeling anymore. They don't put their opinion anymore. That is the difference between prophets, messenger, and we as normal human. And we had guided Nuh before that. Nuh was also guided. And that's why Nuh had his own people. He had his qawm. And among his descendants, Dawood, Sulaiman, Ayyub, Yusuf, Musa, Harun. This is how we reward those who do good. All of them, alhamdulillah, end up with doing all the good things. Muhsinin, prophets are not like us. They have to sacrifice a lot of things compared with all of us. Their personal matters, they have to put that aside because they have a mission to carry on. They put the mission of Allah Rabbul Alameen ahead of their personal matters. They sacrifice their wealth if those who have wealth. They sacrifice their family if those who have family. They sacrifice a lot in this life. Alhamdulillah. At the end of the day, if you look at all the different prophets, they are prophets who have followers by hundreds. They have prophets by have followers by just 10. They are prophets who don't have any followers, but they have carried out their mission. Alhamdulillah. Wama alayna ilal bala. All the prophets' responsibility is just to convey the message. That's all. No force. As a reminder, also of Nuh descendants are Zakariyah, Yahya, Isa, and Ilyas, and all of them were righteous. Meaning all of them are Muslims. They submit to Allah, the only one God. They all are Muslims. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And also Ismail, Ilyasa, Yunus, Lut, all of whom we favored over other people. And this is what Allah said. When Allah appoint them as prophet or messengers, means they are the chosen one. Allah favored them upon all others. Now what is very important, brothers and sisters, like I said earlier, we know the numbers, we may not remember all their names. But at least, before we say no, we must check. We have issues today because most of the prophets were sent to the Bani Israel. And they have their own names. And some is mentioned in the Quran. And in their book, they have different way of calling them. The Hebrew version of the Old Testament and also the New Testament, they may use another name, very close, but the one later on you will know the difference between the Arabic names and the Hebrew name. The prophets only mention in the Sunnah. In the Quran, Allah tells us about two prophets without mentioning their names. Their names are only mentioned in the Sunnah. The prophets are Khidir and Yushak. Khidir and Yushak. This is mentioned by our prophet. The Quran talks about these people, Khidir, but the prophet, Allah did not mention Prophet Khidir. Then how do we come up that Khidir is a prophet? Because our prophet said so. Their name are mentioned in the Sunnah. These prophets are Khidir and Yushak. In Surah Kahfi, Allah tells us how Moses and his servant met a man and had a few incidents with him. You can go back to the story about Musa and Khidir. But the important thing for us to learn about Musa and Khidir is that when his people, the Bani Israel, asked Moses, who knows better at that point of time, at the slip of tongue, Moses says, I know better. Literally, it makes sense because he knows better about the unseen more than his people. He was the chosen one. But the wording, I know better, Allah Rabbul Alameen immediately guide him. Not Allah is saying that he is arrogant. Immediately Allah guide him that there is somebody who knows more than you. There's an ayah in the Quran, Allah said, وَفَوْقَ كُلُّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. This ayah is very beautiful for scholars to remember. Allah is telling us, above every learned person, there will be somebody who are more learned than you. Never think that I am the most learned. You don't think. That is the mistake done by the jinn, Azazil. You say, I am better than Adam. Who is better? You leave it to Allah. Allah has said, He will raise up certain degree among all the prophet, also among normal people. Allah did mention in the ayah that He will raise among the believers those who have knowledge to a higher degree than those who don't have knowledge. That's why those who have knowledge of how to perform your prayer will have different kind of impact and feeling. You feel better compared with those who perform prayer without understanding. Both are praying, but those who have the knowledge to how to perform the prayer to follow the Prophet ﷺ, you will have a different kind of experience. There must be some difference between people of knowledge and people who don't have knowledge. These few nights in front of our building here and next to the Boulevard, there's an empty space car park. They have a lot of activities, spiritual activities under the tent, gathering all the weak Muslims around this area, and they are introducing all the black magic, sihir, bomo kind of thing, putting all the different bottles in front, and then there will be somebody talking spiritual healing. Just operated, we just seen them the first night when we came back from the camp, Thursday night. And last night, I still saw them. All this is very important for us to know. But Alhamdulillah, what happened to Moses, when Moses said, I was the most learned one, immediately Allah said, go and seek knowledge through Qidir. Qidir came from the root words of Qudra, means green. Green, that means the knowledge of Qidir is very fresh, very green. But again, how can we say that Moses is humble, that Moses is not arrogant when he said that I know better? Because when Allah said to Moses, go and seek knowledge with Qidir, immediately he went home, he packed himself and he started his journey. He never feel, why must I go and seek knowledge with this Qidir? Who is this Qidir? I am Moses. I am Musa. Kalam Allah. Allah spoke to me. I should be better than Qidir. Who is this Qidir? Never once he had that feeling. Immediately when Allah reminded him, he went home, packed, and he moved towards the sea. Alhamdulillah, because Allah gave him sign, you must move towards the sea. And he was allowed to bring with him some food with some living fish to carry with him, put in a basket and carry with him. So where the fish will disappear, there is where you see Qidir. Alhamdulillah. And there's a time when Moses was traveling and then he gets so tired. He wanted to take a bath. And his people is saying, Moses have a sickness. He have some problem with his private part. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to clear this fitna. When he wants to go to the sea to clean himself, he went naked and put all his garment on a rock near to the sea. Suddenly the rock moved. You know, with Allah's will, he had to chase after the rock. And then some of the people saw him and confirmed he's okay. He don't have problem. See, Allah have his own way of doing things. Then alhamdulillah, Moses alayhi salam left that place where the fish jumped out from the container, and then halfway when he was hungry, he was going to look into some of the provision that he brought with him. He couldn't find the fish. Then he know he had to return back to the place where he stopped. And that's where Khidir was there. It's Allah's plan. Neither he come to ask Khidir, "Khidir, who are you?" No, he just come and introduce, "I am Musa, and Allah sent me to you." But Khidir give him some good advice. "I don't think you can learn anything from me." Why? "Because I don't think you have any patience." Sabar. Patience is very important in seeking knowledge. You must not overconfident that you know everything. You must be humble and be patient. So they make an agreement. Moses said, give me a chance to show you that I have the sabar. He said, "No problem. While you are traveling with me, don't ever ask me more than 3 times. The 3rd time, if you ask me what I want you to do, that is the end of our journey." He said, "Okay." So they start their journey. Something strange happened. He start to ask. "Once, you are not supposed to ask me." So after they land at the beach, another incident took place. Now Khidir killed a young guy. Moses said, "This is something very wrong. How can you just kill a guy? You know? 2, you are not supposed to ask. Just listen. See." And the 3rd one, he called Moses to chase away this group of people who built a hut. It's like an R&R area for them. Chase them away. And then destroy that hut. Okay, he just do because he know this is the last chance. No question asked. But when he command Moses to rebuild a new hut on the same place, this make Moses, "For nothing I go and destroy this building," and then he commit to build up again another same kind of building on this plot of land. So he just don't understand. This is what Allah gives to Khidir is something very unique. It's not a knowledge that you can learn. You can't. It's a gift from Allah known as ilmu ladunni. You cannot learn. It's a gift from Allah. Whoever have this ilmu ladunni, he will have a lot of wisdom. That the Prophet do allow us to ask Allah for wisdom. And this is what we hardly ask from Allah. We should humble ourselves and keep on asking, "Oh Allah, increase in me the wisdom." All the Prophet have wisdom. In the Quran, Allah did mention about hikmah. Kitab wal hikmah. Kitab is the Quran. Hikmah is the wisdom that Allah gives to all the prophets. Wisdom didn't come through books. It comes through experiences. That's why the elders have more wisdom than the younger generation. The younger generation may have more knowledge because of the technology. technology that we are using, but they don't have wisdom like the elders. That's why we have to combine knowledge plus wisdom. Now that is the story of Khidir and Moses, alhamdulillah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the man that Moses and his servant met was Khidir. The Prophet also told us that Musa's servant was Yusha, who later became a prophet. Now, all prophets in general except Isa alayhi salam, the day that he was born, he was given the knowledge by Allah that he is one of the prophet and the messenger. He spoke to his people when the people create fitna to the mother. How can, you know, Maryam can give birth to a baby when she is not married? Neither her family is from a bad family background. They are a good family. How can Maryam get involved in this unholy kind of activities? Committing adultery. But then Isa have to clear her mother, his mother's name. And he spoke to his people when he was in the cradle. There is the miracle. Where all other prophets in the beginning, they don't even know. Like Yusha, they do not know that he was a prophet. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah knows, of course. You don't ask Allah. Allah have all the knowledge. But we do not know the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His family do not know. His uncle do not know that he is going to be the prophet. His wife Khadijah have no knowledge that her husband is going to be a prophet until Allah confirmed. Adam alayhi salam was not known as a prophet until he commit a mistake, and then Allah sent him down on this earth. Then Allah appoint him as a messenger. A prophet, not a messenger, a prophet. Yusha was the prophet who led the children of Israel into Palestine after the death of Musa. During the fight, the pagans who were in Jerusalem, Allah helped Yusha with a great miracle. Abu Hurairah reported that Prophet Muhammad said, "That means never was the sun stopped for a human being except for Yusha bin Nun during one of the evening when he attacked Jerusalem. That evening he have to bring the Bani Israel back to the land. They were once staying in Palestine. Then Allah Rabbul Alameen ordained that the Bani Israel will have to migrate. And we know what happened. It started, Bani Israel family tree start in the time of, remember? Yaqub have how many children? 12 children. And from these 12 children, the 12 tribes of Bani Israel begin. And because Allah Qadar, some of the siblings are very envy toward Yusuf alayhi salam. They plan to kill him, but Allah have his plan to allow him to be taken away and moved to Egypt, known as Egypt now, where you have all the tyrants, the dictatorship over there. They thought that now my brother is gone, khalas. But Allah planned that because Yusuf have gone to that area, Allah Rabbul Alameen planned that all the Bani Israel have to move to Egypt. And they move because of the famine. For 7 years, there's no rain in the Middle East. It's a punishment, a reminder from Allah Rabbul Alameen. Then later on, alhamdulillah, all of them migrated, because there are food, there are waters in that part of the world, but not in the Middle East. There's a lot for us to learn. Yeah? We plan to destroy somebody, Allah Rabbul Alameen, punish them that they have to leave the land known as Palestine and become a refugees. So Allah Rabbul Alameen Qadar, so the Prophet said, never was the sun stopped for a human being except for Yusha. Bin Nun during one of the evening when he attacked Jerusalem. Meaning, the sun stopped so that the daylight they can see the enemies. So they will keep on coming in and fight with the enemies. We know that when Musa alayhi salam was sent to Egypt to free, to bring the lost sheep of Israel back to the Holy Land, but Allah Qadar, he died before he entered Jerusalem. So later on, Yusha is the one who Allah amana to bring the Bani Israel back to Palestine. But not only for them, this is a city that belonged to three important group of people: the Yahud, the Nasara, and the Muslim. But the beauty part of Islam is when Umar ibn Khattab was given the key of Jerusalem to come in, never once the Muslim authority oppressed the non-Muslim. The Jews have their rights, the Nasara have their right. Even when he enter near to Bayt al-Lahm, they offer, the Nasara offer the place where Jesus was born for Omar to perform prayer. He was going to perform the prayer, but Omar, Allah give him extra wisdom. He was worried if one he perform a prayer there, in the future the Muslim may say that this must turn into a mosque because Omar had performed prayer in it. So he decided not to perform his prayer in Bayt al-Lahm. Where he performed? He performed outside. And that's where, if you visit Bayt al-Lahm until today, you will see after that, Bayt al-Lahm, you see one mosque. Mosque of Umar ibn Khattab. Yeah? We have visited that area. Yeah? Now, Allah again remind us, Prophet that Allah mentioned, there are cases where Allah Rabbul Alameen tell us about some Prophet without mentioning their names. Those names that was not mentioned, then we in Israel min ba'di Musa is qalu li nabiyyin lahum ub'ath lana malikan nuqatil fi sabilillah. Have you not heard of the superior among the children of Israel, mean the leaders among them, after the time of Musa? They said to one of their prophets, send us a king and we will fight in the way of Allah. They want Allah Rabbul Alameen to appoint a prophet who is a king. Allah does not tell us the name of this prophet. Similarly, the Prophet Muhammad SAW told us about some prophet without mentioning their name, like what we said earlier. 124,000 of prophets. The prophet never mentioned a lot of their names. 315 messengers, also the prophet never mentioned all their names. But we believe that Allah has sent to every nation a messenger. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رسولا أن اعبد الله واستنب الطاغود. Indeed, to all nations we have sent a messenger, and the mission of the messengers is all the same, to remind people to worship the one true God and to stay away from worshipping Tawgut. Tawgut, it may come as a Satan, devil worshipper. It also can come from human, people who worship their forefathers, people who worship trees, jinn, and all other than Allah is called Tawgut. Remember, other than Allah, whoever worship other than Allah is considered worshipping Tawgut. Al-Asbat, the sons. Al-Asbat are also prophets that Allah does not tell us their specific names. They are mentioned 5 times in the Quran. For example, Allah says, Inna awhayna ilayka kama awhayna ila Nuh wa nabiyyin min ba'di. وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط. Allah used that term, والأسباط. وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وحارون وسليمان وأتينا داود زبورا. Daud have a book called Zabur. We have surely revealed to you, O Muhammad, like what? Like we revealed to Noah and the prophets after him. We also revealed to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, Al-Asbab, the sons. Isa, Ayyub, Yunus, Harun, Sulaiman. We also give Daud the Zabur. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the name of 11 prophets. He also mentioned the sons. As prophet who received revelation from him, the sons of Yaqub, 12 sons. Yusuf was the second to the youngest among them. The name of the other 11 sons are not mentioned in the Quran or Sunnah. However, their name may be found in the Bible. For example, Yusuf's full brother's name was Benjamin. Benjamin became very popular because he was the only sibling, son, brother, said, don't kill our brother. You don't like him. Leave him here. The rest was planning to kill him. But Benjamin said, no, why must you do this to our brother? What are we going to tell our father when we go home? We promised our father to take care of our brother, and now you plan to kill him. Alhamdulillah, Allah protect Yusuf. The other brother accept Benjamin's plan. Just leave him in one place. Allahu Akbar. And normally when you know when brother leave you in a place like that, you thought that your brother is playing with you. You thought your brother is hide and seek, no. But other brothers is not playing. They really mean it. But Allah Kareem, like how Allah protect Sarah and Ismail when Abraham left them in the middle of the desert. If Allah command it to happen, if Allah ordain it to happen, Allah have His own plan. Allahu Akbar. These are things that is not easy for normal people like you and me to understand. It's not easy to understand the qada of Allah. That's why I'm saying all the prophets have gone through more suffering than all of us. We never throw our children here and there, except some is doing that. They throw their baby in the dustbin. Allahu Akbar. We don't know what happened to the children. Somebody took it, and now maybe they have a better family to take care of them. Now what happened to Moses? Before he was going to be born, the order, the warrant of killing all newborn baby boy is been distributed. That means there's no way for him to leave as a person, because the order is very clear. Kill every newborn baby boy. Order by who? By Pharaoh, by Pharaoh. But Allah Karim, He wants to destroy everyone. Allah sent Moses to who? To Asia, to the kingdom. You see how Allah planned. He was sending all His soldiers to go and kill everyone outside. Allah sent this Moses to the palace. Allahu Akbar. We cannot know if a certain person was a prophet or not unless Allah tells us. There are some good individuals mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah, but we are not sure if they were prophets. This included Uzair, Luqman, you know Luqmanul Hakim. There's a surah of Luqman telling us that Luqman always reminds his children with a very, very wise reminder. Very important reminder. Ya bunayya aqimus salah. Each time when Luqman talked to the children, he reminded them about prayer. When he wanted to depart from the children, he reminded them about prayers. When he come and see the children, he reminded, have you performed your prayer? This is how Luqman always remind his children. وَلَا تُصَقِرْ قَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. When you meet the people, don't be arrogant. When you talk to people, you must look into their face. Don't just touch their hand and your face is looking at other place. You must be humble, eye to eye contact. When you walk on the earth of Allah, don't be arrogant. Don't be arrogant. This is what Luqman remind his children. We have to remind our children to be humble, to be good, to be kind. Zulqarnain, we know Zulqarnain in Surah Kahfi. You learned about Zulqarnain. Zulqarnain is one of the warrior of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that he was commanded by Allah to build what? To build what? To build a wall made of copper. To stop who? To stop Ya'jud wa Ma'jud. From that time, Ya'jud Ma'jud have existed. And they are still living until the end of time, when Allah said, time for him to come out. Then the wall will be broken. People say, the wall of China. No. Chinese is everywhere now. Don't talk about wall of China. Wall of China is one of the magnificent building. But Ya'jud Ma'jud is in an area only Allah knows best. He will come when Dajjal appear. That's all the greatest sign of the doom days. And none of us can destroy Ya'jud Ma'jud. The one who destroy Ya'jud is only Allah. Allah will send another type of insect to bite and attack them, because their numbers is so great. The numbers of Ya'jud Ma'jud, no one knows. When they come up, it just move. If you look at the Lord of the Ring, show you something, but not everything. They are looking at the Bible, they compare with this book, that book, they come up with some kind of plan that Ya'jud Ma'jud is like this, very hairy, and their work is to destroy. Everywhere they go, they destroy. And you see a lot of the ring, we have one eye at the end of the day. That is a Dajjal. But the movie is finished already for many, many years. They have profit a lot from the... But the real Dajjal is not out yet, and Ya'jud Ma'jud is not out yet. When it come out, Zulqarnain, when he was sent to that part of the world, When he looked down to the valley from the top, he found that this group of people is very unique. They don't look like normal people. Very hairy, short. He do not know what to do with these people. And that's where he asked Allah, what should I do? Allah said, leave them, just build wall. Protect them from coming out. Are they children of Adam? Yes. But they have a different form. But they are children of Adam. In regard to the last two, Abu Hurairah reported that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did mention, I do not know if tuba ma adri tuba'un anbiya. I do not know if tuba was a prophet or a cursed person or not. And I do not know if Zulqarnain was a prophet or not. Tuba is mentioned a few times in the Quran. The scholar agreed that he was a powerful king of ancient Yemen. At first he did not believe in Allah, but he became a believer later. Sahal bin Sa'ad and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tasubbul tubba." Do not curse tubba, because he had submitted to Allah Rabbul Alameen. Whether he was a prophet, wallahu a'lam bisawab. A lot of people who are trying to accept, oh, he's a prophet, confirm we can't. When Allah and the Prophet never make it clear, nobody have the right to say he is a prophet until there is hard evidence. If not, wallahu a'lam bisawab. It's just like when people ask me about other righteous people, Gautama and so on. I said, wallahu a'lam. But the teaching of Gautama is based on two basic things. They call sukha wa dukkha in the Sanskrit term. The Malay have used this word, sukha dukkha. The Arabic term, all the Prophet was sent as bashiran wa nazira, to bring glad tidings, good news, and warning for those who reject the truth. Now, brothers and sisters, look at the list of the known prophet that is based in the Quran and also the Sunnah. The name is easy. The English name, according to what is written in the Quran, and the biblical name, according to what is being written in the Bible. You have Adam, Idris, Nuh, Hud, Saleh, Ibrahim, Lut, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, Yusuf, Su'aib, Ayyub, Dhulqifli, Musa, Qidir, Harun, Yusha, Daud, Sulaiman, Ilyas, Aliyasa, Yunus, or Tunun, and then you have Zakaria, Yahya, Isa, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the names mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah, and also the spelling, the way the people of the book used to call them. It's very close. The Arabic and the Hebrew kind of name is very close. The best messenger is known as Ulul Azmi. Who are the Ulul Azmi of the prophets and the messenger that was mentioned above? The best are the Ulul Azmi. Ulul Azmi mean those who have strong determination or willpower. A person with strong determination would force himself to do what he believes to be right. Ulul Azm are the best. Are the best messengers because they did what Allah commanded them without becoming weak or falling short. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in his final messengers, فَاسْبِرْ كَمَا صَبْرُ أُولُ الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. So be patient, O Muhammad, as were Ulul Azmi among the messengers. Most of the ulama agreed that Ulul Azmi were only five. You have 124,000 prophets, 315 messengers, and you have 25 mentioned in the Quran. Five of them are Ulul Azmi. Remember, try to remember the number. 124,000. 315 messengers, 25 mention five ulul azmi. Who are the ulul azmi? وَإِذْ أَقَصْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ وَقَصْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. And mention when we took the promise of obedience among the prophets, and from you, O Muhammad, and from Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa. We took from them a strong promise. Meaning all these ulil azmi are those who have a lot of followers. Mean they have followers. Yeah. Prophet Muhammad have the biggest followers. No, they don't have more than 90 followers. Ibrahim also have followers. How many? Not known. Musa have also followers. How many of them? No one knows. Isa also have followers. But we know the disciple of Jesus is not more than 15 of them. Yeah. Now, prophethood after Nuh and Ibrahim. The first two of Ulul Azmi were Nuh and Ibrahim. They were so good and righteous that Allah gave them a special favor. All prophets after them would be from their descendants or children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحَ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ فَمِنْهُمْ مُهْتَدٍ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ ثُمَّ قَفَّيْنَا عَلَى آثَارِهِمْ بِرُسُلِنَا وَقَفَّيْنَا بِعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلَ. We had sent Nuh and Ibrahim and placed in their descendants prophethood and scripture. Among them are those who were guided, but many of them were very disobedient. Meaning the children of Noah and the children of Ibrahim, also you will encounter some of them who become disbelievers. Yeah? But majority of their descendants will be prophets and messengers. We know Noah have a son who disobeyed him. And when he keep on praying for his son, Allah stop him. Don't call him your son anymore. There will be a time when our children decide not to believe anymore. You keep on advising, they tell you, Mom, Dad, I'm no more Muslim. You said, repent, my son, repent, my daughter. Go attend classes. Don't call me to attend any religious class. Don't call me to pray. Don't call me to wear hijab. I'm not a Muslim. Have you experienced this kind of thing happening? I encounter these people. It's heart sickening for parents. It's like throwing an atomic bomb to the family. And that's why we must be very careful in upbringing our children. Don't send them to the wrong environment. Don't think that education is everything. Don't think that paper is everything. The most important thing is their iman. It's our duty to save them. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Our duty to save ourselves and save our immediate family from hellfire. Yeah? Even they are ignorant in many things, they are poor, if they have iman, alhamdulillah. Yeah? Because the Prophet did say, laysa al-ghina an kasratil ard. Yeah? Well, richness is not because we have a lot of property, walakin ghina an-nafs. You are contented with what Allah has given you. You are happy with what you have. Yeah? We believe that all the parents always want to give the best to their children. But don't forget, yeah, to reinforce iman, yeah, into them. So Allah is telling us that even the descendant of the Prophet, some of them choose not to believe. And as parents we have hope, but there will come a time. If Allah said it to Noah, that means there's no guarantee for us. And this is very important for parents to accept the truth. When our children have said this clear, cut in front of us, we remind them, they just do not want to change. If they die, we will be tested by Allah. If they die at our home, they have made it very clear, I am not a Muslim. Based on their document, they are Muslim. What are we going to do? Normally, what will we do? We don't know how to handle this case. But I would like to remind all of you, be careful. You cannot betray Allah. Prophet Abraham wanted to pray for his father. Allah said, no. No, pray for his son. Allah said, no. So what should we do? And then we have to be very clear. If other members of the family say, oh, he's a Muslim, we cannot participate in the prayer. We cannot lie to Allah. You commit a sin by doing that. You just have to exclude yourself. If some person say, oh, I think he is still a Muslim, we do not know. Or maybe there will come a time you have to tell them, if that's what you have decided, you have to stay outside by yourself. Anything happen, we will not get involved anymore. Is that very tough? Very difficult. Because the authority want to know. Based on the IC, he's a Muslim. But he have told us no. So you cannot do anything. When my elder brother passed away, alhamdulillah, we have all the documents, and my sibling was with me, I said, no, brother is a Muslim. You know, some of my niece was shocked, how can? We know that he was a Christian before. I said, yes, but he end to be a Muslim. When he become a Muslim, it's my duty to come in now. Alhamdulillah, dear, I have something to prove, so I have to arrange everything. At the end of the day, my sibling was very happy. They say it makes things so easy for them. If not, they also have problem. You know, want to bring the brother back to Penang or Kedah and so on, it may cost a lot. To us, alhamdulillah, everything, Allah planned it so easy. Now this is very important for all of us, to be very careful. For those who know, he cannot pretend not to know. For those who do not know, of course we leave it like that. Show you one simple example. When the Muslim who died in the time of the Prophet, Muslim, but they have debts, and none of the family member came forward and said, whoever, family member who have owe you anything, come to us. We will settle on his behalf. There was a mayat when nobody wanted to take up that responsibility. The Prophet excused himself. He never performed the prayer. He just lived. But he never stopped others to perform. He never stopped. But he do not want to perform. To show us there are certain things that is very serious in Islam. You cannot take it lightly. Today a lot of Muslims borrowing money here and there, they don't care. You know, it's a big sin. To the extent that If you die as a shaheed, you can go to paradise without hisab. But because you owe people money from Muslim and you did not pay them back, you will be stopped from entering Jannah. Die shaheed, you can go directly. Because of that, you will stop. Where? You will be stopped at Qantara. Until the person that you owe come to you, and then if they said halal, alhamdulillah. If they said no, you have to settle with me now. How to settle? You have no money. But if a person owes somebody, sincerely he wants to pay, but he don't have the means to pay, he's really poor, and we may not understand him, we don't want to forgive that person, we have our right. But then our Prophet ﷺ said, I will be his guarantor, and I will wait at Al-Qantara. I'll wait for everybody to come, then I will. Because the Prophet have entered paradise. Nobody can enter paradise before Prophet Muhammad. But those who are caught in this situation, the Prophet will come up and show his shafa'ah to his ummah. And those who really don't have the means to pay, not they are lying or they are cheating, then the Prophet will say, in return, I give you my shafa'ah. If you just make it halal, forgive him, I give you my shafa'ah. Who do not want the extra shafa'ah from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allahu Akbar. Because of the special shafa'ah, our status in Jannah will be upgraded from economic class to business class. Who don't want that class? Allahu Akbar. May Allah reward all of us, yeah, with good feeling toward each other. But please, for those who owe people, don't take that lightly. If you really can pay, pay. If you really can't pay, be honest, be sincere, yeah, and be humble and approach them and ask them to forgive you. Yeah. This is very, very important. Brothers and sisters, this is the few things that I like to share with all the good brothers and sisters. The importance of remembering the number of the Prophet you cannot deny, but you cannot confirm anyone to be a Prophet when their name is not been mentioned. Wallahu alam bisawab. But don't deny the number. Think that you are not sure, don't deny. If you deny, you are denying what Allah said in His book. It's a serious, yeah, offense, because you are denying what Allah said. So may Allah help us to have a better understanding about the prophets, the messengers, and the ulil azmi. If there's any question, now we open for Q&A. Fatafadda. Any question from the brothers? Any question from the father? Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Use the mic, please.
Just one question. It's about the hadith telling about the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Before Isra and Mi'raj.
Before Isra and Mi'raj.
He was being so-called, there's a surgery to purify his soul and heart. No. Was that authentic?
Oh yes, it's an authentic hadith. The Prophet gone through spiritual operation not only once. It started when he was a young boy, where Halimatul Sa'diyah was breastfeeding him. They were in an area after Ta'if. We hardly visit this place, yeah, Kampung Halimatul Sa'diyah, yeah, is after Taif. So when he was with her, and he was with his, when Prophet Muhammad, he was not known as a prophet yet, yeah, and he was playing with the other brother from the foster mother. They were, yeah, with the sheep, they become like the shepherd, you know, taking care of the sheep. Suddenly, some stranger came and took Muhammad to an area and was witnessed by the son of Halimatul Sa'diyah. And then he saw them just open up his chest and then took up something and then put it back. So he ran home quickly, and then when the parents came to this place, the angel had disappeared. Then they asked, what happened to you? He's safe, alhamdulillah. That is the first incident. The second, when he was a teenage. The fifth one is when before Isra and Mi'raj. That is the last one. Is mentioned in a lot of hadith about that. It's a spiritual kind of operation which Allah sent the angel to do it. Now,
so in relation to that, my friend asked me one question, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent to be a good example to the rest of humanity. So if he was being being clarified in the Masul, how come he can be a good example of the because he's a bit special? So that will be the questions asked to me. Then I asked him, then let me check. Because he was so special, because being the surgery being done to him, and his soul being purified. So of course he's different. Saying that Prophet Muhammad is the best example, because he's so special. He's not as a normal human being.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So he contradicts with that things.
Yeah, and what we can say is what Allah have said about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah make it very clear, if Allah want it to happen to him with some kind of reminder, that what is most important for all of us is the heart first. That's why the Prophet said, "Allah fi jasada ibn Adam mudgha." Indeed, in the body of the children of Adam, there is a piece of flesh. Iza salha salha jasada kullu. If that is good, then everything become good. If that is corrupted, everything become corrupted. Allah wahiya qalb is about the heart. Now, the Prophet is trying to tell us how important for us to purify your inner self. Islam emphasizes on that too. Now, of course we know the Prophet was special because Allah chose him to be his messenger. It's up to Allah to choose whoever, it's up to Allah to ordain what is going to happen to the particular Prophet. And we are no Prophet, of course. So that's why we are supposed to follow only his teaching. We don't have to follow what he was doing. Just follow what he want you to do. Because we are no prophets. And it's practical. We cannot be like him. Of course, he was special. But then Allah remind us again, through him, in Suratul Ankabut, if I'm not wrong, or Surah Ra'dun, Allah said, "Qul innama ana basharun mislukum." Muhammad, you must make it very clear to your people. Tell them that you are bashar mislukum. You are a human like them. Why Allah want to use that term? Very heavy, very strong word for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he was the last messenger. After him, there's no messenger anymore. And he must make it clear that he is no God. Neither he was a son of God, but is a human like all of us. He live, he die, he eat, he drink, he have family. But what is the difference? Qul innama ana bashar mislukum yuha ilay. That is the only difference. I receive the revelation. When none of you will receive any revelation. So we love our prophets. We love all other prophets. And sometimes you think of that. If you want to celebrate only one prophet's birthday, it's not fair. You must celebrate 25 prophets' birthday. Because it's all our prophets. But alhamdulillah, Islam taught us a better way. If you say you love the Prophet, you just follow his teaching. That's all we have to do. Just follow his teaching. And that's why the Prophet did not want you to do what he was doing, except what he command you. Because there are certain things only for him, not for you, not for me. Yeah? The thing that he command us to do is something very practical. Everybody can do it. So it's true that somebody said he was so special, how can we be? We cannot be like him. We are not a prophet, but we are just his follower and try to follow what he want us to do. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Any last question from the sisters? More, we have one from the boy. Please pass it to the boy. MashaAllah.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ustaz, I was just wanted to ask, you said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered paradise first.
Okay. Yes, I did say that.
But didn't Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Musa alayhi salam went in paradise first? Prophet
Yeah, according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in the day of judgment, Jannah have caretaker. Jannah, paradise, there is a caretaker. And whoever want to enter, he will say no, because Allah do not allow anybody to go into Jannah first without Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the last messenger. But Allah make him very special. We are the last ummah, but Allah said, "Kuntum khairu ummah." We are the best ummah. It's a special blessing that Allah gave the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of his special responsibility, he was sent for everybody. Where other prophet was only sent to a particular race, or tribe, or nation. You understand that?
Yes.
Moses was before him. Jesus was before him, Adam was before him. But Allah said that he will go to paradise first. Then all other prophets will go in. Then only his ummah will enter. Then the other ummah will follow. Are we special? Eh?
No.
No. We are special. We are the last, but we are going to be the first among the ummah. Special for us. We did not say this because we want to say, but this is what our Prophet informed us. And the Prophet will never just talk so good about himself except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want him to say to the people. Okay? Alhamdulillah. So one of the things that the Prophet did mention, whoever loves to see the person that they love, if you love Allah, you do what Allah wants you to do, you will see Allah very soon. If you love the Prophet, you want to be with the Prophet, you follow his teaching, you will be with him. You understand that, right?
Yes.
Do you love your daddy? Good. So you must always do what your daddy wants you to do. Pray, do all the good things. And also your brother. You love your brother?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, now he look at his brother. MashaAllah. That is good. Yeah? May Allah bless all of you, inshaAllah. Yeah? Any last question, inshaAllah? We have two from the male. Yeah. One the elder and then the young male. Any female questions? Question from the girls? None, alhamdulillah. Now we know what is happening today and tomorrow. Yeah. May Allah give us the wisdom to do what is right. Yeah. And also make prayer for a lot of people who is a good friend. May Allah give them hidayah. That is the best prayer for them. The best wish is to make prayer, may Allah give them hidayah. And also the coming week, we know what is going to happen again. Yeah, it's another kind of holiday. So whoever is traveling, don't forget your dua. We need Allah's protection. Anything can happen on the way. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, when we were traveling in the camp, we always remind all the children what to do. Yeah, to recite all the prayer. Allah have been very kind. You know, all of them went safely and came home safely, alhamdulillah. Yeah. We need Allah's protection. So we have to humble ourselves, keep on remembering Him. And may Allah make us among the people which Allah said in Surah Al-Ahzab, وَالزَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالزَّاقِرَتْ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah said, may all of you be among the people who remember Him a lot while standing, while sitting down, while doing activities, eating and drinking, male and female, so that Allah will forgive all our past sins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us kindly. So may Allah help us and may Allah strengthen iman and may Allah protect all those who are traveling soon, and hope to see you the coming Saturday, and inshallah the Sunday is still on. As long as we are here, inshallah, we will try to remind each other, and we hope that everybody inshallah will have a new intention before the face the new year. Yeah, it's good to have new intention. One of the things that Allah Rabbul Alamin want us to plan in our life is the migration, meaning we must prepare to migrate from something negative, positive, thing that we are not so committed. Now we want to be more committed before we go back to Allah Rabbul Alamin. If we love all the prophets, we have to carry out their mission so that we will be among them, inshallah. May Allah give us the understanding, the hikmah, and may Allah give us the commitment that we have to do something to uphold the teaching of Islam based on the Quran and Sunnah. And we must think how to convey the message of Islam to our close friends, to people who we care, to people who are close to us, inshallah. وَبِلَيْ تَوْفِقِ وَالْأَقْلِ دَعْوَنَا سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.